If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll begin reading at verse 19 this morning, if God will be our help. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God stand sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preeventual will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: how firm's your foundation? How firm your foundation? As we look at this morning, we see the Word of God tells us that there's a foundation, and His foundation is God. And He said, it stands as firm. This morning, the foundation of God is sure. Amen. Hey, now, I don't know about the world's foundation. I don't know about... Sometimes I wonder about my own foundation. Amen. Just to be honest. But praise God, I'm glad that God's foundation is sure. And we can be founded this morning on the precious Lord Jesus Christ. And we're founded on Him, praise God. We have that sure foundation. He says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. There's nothing that will destroy the foundation of God. It's real. It's secure. Amen. It standeth the test of time. It's always been the same yesterday, day, and forever. God, foundation of God, it changes not. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad you're not serving some wishy-washy God? Amen. Could be okay and take care of you today, but tomorrow might be a different thing. But I want to say, praise God, that God's foundation standeth sure. Amen. It's positive. It's sure. It's steadfast. It's unmovable. I'm thankful for that today. Now, I don't know about my own foundation, but I know how God's foundation is. I know what God does. I know what God wants to do for His people today. And if we'll just let Him, amen, He'll come alongside us. He said He would. With a consoler and a consoler, praise God, and comfort us all the way to the house this morning. If we'll let Him this morning, if we'll love Him this morning, like He loves us, amen, that foundation is sure. We have a blessed hope today in Christ Jesus, amen. God made sure of that from the very beginning. Ain't you glad God had a plan? God had a plan, amen, for salvation of old sinners. He knew that we would depart from the faith. He knew that we would do things that was contrary to the will of God. But yet He loved us enough to make that foundation sure. Bless His holy name. He said, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Do you know this morning? Hey, well, I told him in the prayer room, praise God, you can't hide from God. Amen. It don't matter where you go, praise God, there He is. Hey, it don't matter where you're at. Amen. You may think you can slink off and hide and do things that's contrary to the Word of God. But I want to tell you, God sees exactly where you're at. He knows where you're at all the time. Knows what you're doing. Knows what you're about. Hey, newsflash, He even knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yeah. Amen. So you can't hide from Him. A lot of times we think, well, you know, we'll go do this. Amen. The church won't find out. We'll go down here, you know. That preacher will never know. Probably not. But God knows, amen. He knows those that's called by His name. He knows us. He knows where we're at. Knows what we're doing. Knows what we need. Ain't you glad for that this morning? God knows exactly what we need. Amen. And He's there with us. And if we'll think on Him, meditate upon the things of God, on that foundation that He's offering us this morning, praise God, we can build upon a foundation that's sure, praise God, and steadfast. God's got a foundation, praise God. But it's whether we want to build on that foundation or some other one is up to us. We can choose to build upon the foundation, praise God, that God's given us, a sound foundation that He said is sure, a foundation that He said is for those who know Him, amen, those that's trying to get in and do right, those that's looking for a promised place, this world. If I had hope only in this world, I'd be among, like old Paul, I'd be among all men most miserable. But praise God, I've got a hope that's out of this world. I've got a hope and a steadfastness in my Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that surpasses anything this world has to offer. If we can ever get to the mindset, praise God, that we don't have to have all the things of this world to be satisfied. If we get the Lord Jesus Christ, if we build upon that firm foundation that God has given us, that sure foundation. Praise the Lord. But I wonder this morning, how firm a foundation do we have in the day and hour that we live? I'm afraid that we're building on shifting sand. Amen? I'm afraid a lot of us are building on shifting sand. The variables in our life are constantly changing. They're shifting even under our feet, praise God, and we're having to bounce and hop and all these things, praise God, just to stay upright. Am I talking to you this morning? Amen? This old world, praise God, is a world of deception. This old world is a world, praise God, that nothing is sure. You can't get in your car and go down the road and know for sure that you'll make it to the house. Amen? You won't. You don't know for sure. You could go out of here before you ever get to your home. You say, well, preacher, I just live right down the road. That don't matter. Huh? There was a fellow chasing the other day. The cops was chasing him. He's running 120, 130 mile an hour. Somebody gets to run that fast, and they run into you, you're gone. Amen? But there's a God that's sure. There's a foundation. Sure, praise God. And we can know that sure foundation. He said, Lord, knoweth them are His. And He says, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. He said, you know what iniquity is? That's lawlessness. That's those things that we do that's outside of, contrary to the Word of God. Hello? Those things that's contrary to what God said. We all do them. You say, well, preacher, you? Hey, Bible said we all sin, come short of the glory of God. Amen. It's an everyday occurrence. But praise God, there's a God of glory that's got your foundation, praise God. And we get anchored on that. Hey, praise God, everything may be shifting around us, but praise God, there's a God of glory that'll be steadfast and sure. Amen. Something we can have confidence in, praise God, as we go along this journey of life. But we've got to have that confidence, and we've got to have our confidence in the Lord. Amen. If He knows you by your name, He said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That means we've got to leave that stuff alone. He said, we have to separate ourselves from the worldliness. In other words, we got to spiritually discern that's right and that's wrong. And God, I love the Lord because He don't have no gray areas. Good morning, hey? Are you hearing me? God don't have no gray areas. Right is still right. And wrong is still wrong. We're living in the day and an hour, and people say, well, you know, preacher, that used to be wrong, but it's not wrong. Where did He change? Now, if you got one of these perversions called the Bible, it's just some book that some man wrote, they do change. Yeah. But I won't say this blessed old King James Bible, God don't change His mind. If He said it was sin, praise God, when you was a little old boy, a tail-headed boy, and God showed you that was wrong, Brother Jesse, it's still wrong today. Amen? He said, if we're a child of God, if we're called by His name, if we call ourselves, if we say we're Christians, praise God, He said, depart from iniquity. A lawless, praise God. He said, get in line with God. See, we deceive ourselves sometimes. Amen? That's why our foundation's not firm, because we think things is all right and God says they're not. Amen? But now, notice what He says. So He says we can't live in unrighteousness. We got to do that's right. Come out of the iniquity. Do right. It's never wrong to do right. He said, but in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Have you ever thought about your house? He said, in a great house, there's different vessels in that house. Now listen to me. In your household, what about yours? Well, I'm talking about how firm a foundation we have. I want us just to look at ourselves. Hey, let's do this morning. Let's just peek through the window of our house. Let's just look in and let's just see where we're at. Let's just look in and see how firm a foundation we have. If our foundation's in the Lord, if our foundation's in God Almighty and through His Son, praise God, we've got a firm foundation. It's sure. But if our foundation, praise God, ain't in the Lord, amen, we're on shifting sand. But He said, if we look through the window and we see, He said, we'll see some different things in the house. He said, we'll see some vessels of gold. And said, we'll see some vessels of silver. Amen. Things to be desired in this world. But He said, there's also some vessels of wood and of earth. Amen. They're not as precious in the eyes of the world. But if you live in a house, praise God, they may have special value to you. Amen. Now listen, I'm going somewhere. If these vessels in your house, praise God, they some that's really special, amen. They some that stand out. But they some, they may not be special to the world, but praise God, they got a place in your heart. Amen. They're special to you. But you know what? I won't say praise God. They're special to God. Amen. He's nothing. He told Peter, there's nothing common or unclean. He said, everything I've created, He said, I've created for my glory. Amen. So those vessels of gold, those vessels of silver, praise God. Hey, amen. And then there's vessel of wood and earth. But she said, they're all precious in the eyes of God. When God looks in your family, when you look in your window, praise God, you may see vessels of gold, vessels of silver, and you may see some wood, you may see some earthen. Praise God. They're all special because they're yours. Amen. As we look at it today, we look in there and we see our families. We see mama, daddy, we see the little old youngins running around, amen, praying. And every person, every vessel in that house is precious. It's precious to you. But I won't say, praise God, it's really precious to God. It's nothing to be taken lightly. But He said these vessels, He said there are some to honor and some to dishonor. See, we have some vessels that's to honor, that bring honor to God and give Him glory. And there's some that's dishonoring God. Hey, some of our vessels aren't being pleased to the Lord. So what do? We take those vessels and we cast them out. We get rid of them. No, what we do, we take those vessels, praise God, and we love them and we polish them. And praise God, we bring them along in the nurture and admonition of God, praise God, to a place where they're just the most precious thing in our lives. Amen. We don't cast them away. Amen, because they're precious to God. They may be dishonored. They may not. Hey, you may have them on a little old table, praise God, and that vessel may not look too pretty. But praise God, you can take a little bit of decoration with the help of God put around it and begin to make that thing in something, praise God, that'll bring honor to the house. People come in, they begin to look at that, they say, whoa, what have you done? You've done something different. So that vessel ain't what it used to be. That vessel's looking a different. That vessel, hey, there's something about that vessel that I've never seen before. And say, well, you know what? I just loved it so much. I couldn't get rid of it. So I began to work on it. Praise God, I began to realize what I could do to help it to be better. Praise God. And I began to put that and apply that to that vessel. And praise be to God, it's what you see today. Hey, amen. You know what they say? Well, boy, man, that looks different. That looks good. That little vessel's starting to look good. He said, yeah, but you know what? I'm not finished with it yet. I've been thinking on this. I've been talking to God about that. And that vessel's not complete yet. Amen. Still working on it. I'm still tweaking on it a little. It's not there yet. But with the help of the Lord, I've got some other ideas that's going to help it. Amen. To bring honor. And glory, amen. It'll be a spot in the house, praise God. It'll be well pleasing to the eye. Amen. Are you with me? Some to honor, some dishonor. But praise God, you don't throw it away. Amen. We just take it and use it for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. Because you get it's precious in the sight, not on our side, but it's precious in the sight of God. Amen. The Bible says, if a man therefore purge himself, amen, from these he shall be a vessel unto honor. He said, if we get rid of those things that dishonor, purge it. Amen. So that means you take out that defilement. You take out that that's not right. You know why He says that? He says, because if we don't get rid of the defilement, he said, then we're standing divided. Amen? The Bible says a house divided cannot stand. Amen? Now I'm preaching to all of us this morning. Because I tell you, this morning the devil's a pain. He's having a heyday with our family. Like Miss Rebecca talked about this morning. Amen. The devil's trying to destroy our families. And we may say, hey, you know, it's just me. It ain't you. It's all of us. The devil's trying to destroy us this morning. Amen. He's trying to rip us apart, tear us to shreds. Amen. But he said, if there's a firm foundation, we need to check our foundation this morning to see where we're standing. He said, well, preacher, it's too late. Hogwash, that's a lie of the devil. Amen. That's what he wants you to think today. But I want to tell you, praise God, if you stay on a firm foundation, you cry out to God, amen. God will hear and answer your prayer, praise God. He'll move in your midst and he'll take those vessels of dishonor and make them vessels of honor. Amen. It's what he wants to do. It pleases God to do that. Hello? Amen. When they're running rampant, they're running rebellious, it's God's good pleasure to guide them. See, they're kind of running around like, they're trying to run around like a wild beast. Amen. Those vessels, they're running around like a wild beast. And God puts up, you know what he does? He don't just snatch them up all at once. He puts them in a corral. Amen. He begins to put up some fences and he begins to steer them in the right direction. Amen. As you pray and you bring your supplication for God and you begin to cry, God begins to put up those corral gates. Amen. We got a bunch of cows and they're crazy. They've been wild. They ain't ever been trained. They ain't even been taught. All you do is throw them a little grain. They'll come to that grain. But boy, when you try to lay hands on them, bless God, off they go. So what we got to do when we got to doctor them, we got to treat them, we got to take them off. You know what we got to do? We got to take those corral gates and we'll set one up here and one up there and we'll put that feed trough in there and we'll get them coming in. You know what's wrong with most of us? Hello, listen to me. We ain't got no feed trough. Amen? We ain't got no feed trough. We ain't got nothing that's bringing them in. We can't corral them up. We can't get a hold of them. My God, they're a vessel of dishonor because we ain't got no corral gates. Amen. Now, I'm preaching. Somebody be preaching to me, but praise God, I'm preaching. But when you get them corral gates, you set them up. You put one over against the barn. Amen. And then you put another one over on the other side. And you'll tie it up to a tree or something where it can't move. And you get them in there and they come into that feed trough. And they get in there and get to eat and you ease around real easy. Amen. Hey, we don't want to scare them off. We don't want them to run. Hello? Are you hearing me? Am I getting through? So we want to corral them gently. Praise God. We got to corral them in the love of God. We got to get them into a place, praise God, where we can begin to show them and treat them and doctor them, praise God. Amen? So you ease around real easy and you get to the end of that gate, that last one. And you ease around there. And boy, they perk up her head. But then they think about that grain. So you've been giving them something good to eat. So they get to thinking about that grain. That's what House of God does. It gives them that good to eat. Hey man, it ought to be exciting to come to House of God where we get that good stuff to eat, praise God, so we can grow closer to the Lord. Amen. Because if we're going to do anything for those vessels of dishonor, praise God, we got to get ourselves cleaned up so that we can have, so that God can give us the image and the ideals, praise God, to do that to help them. Amen. So begin to take that corral gate and you pull that thing around real easy. You put it together and you pull those pins up and you drop them in. Now I have had a few that's so crazy. I mean, I'm talking about 5-foot corral gates. I've had a few that was so crazy, praise God, they'd hit them things about one bounce and boom, they'd go plumb over them. They'd climb them like a monkey. Amen. They'd get out and run. But you know what you do? What you want to do, you want to go to the house and get the rifle, catch them coming across there, Brother Chris, and lay that scope on them. Amen. As the whole hunters say, ground check them. Amen. But you don't do that. No, you don't do that, praise God. You unlatch that gate. Amen. You pull it back again and you give them some time to calm down. Maybe a day or two. Give them time to calm down. See, See, that's what's wrong with day, praise God. We get caught up in our emotions and we don't have time to calm down. We just jump on the situation. Rah! But we need to calm down and say, okay, there'll be a... All of you smile. You know what I'm talking about. We've all been there. Amen? Ain't that right, Landon? Amen? Praise the Lord. We got to pull back. Hey, that's what child of God does. We pull back and we give them a little room. Amen? We calm down. Take a big deep breath. You know what I'm talking about? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I want to get my gun. But now, I'm down. Pull the pins. Just pull the pins. Swing the gate open. Go to the house. Sit down and relax a minute. Amen. Next day, you go out there and you say, you know what? Old cow said, you know, you got to have a... If I don't put this medicine on, your fly's going to eat you up. You're going to get pink eye. You're going to get sick. You're going to die. Amen. You're going to get all wormy. You're going to get shrinkled. You're going to shrink up to nothing. I've got to give you your medicine. So you take that gate and you swing it open. And the next day you go out there, amen, just like you did the day before. And you take that medicine. I mean, take that feed and you put it in that feed trough. And you call her, say, oh, cow. Boy, she comes. Comes in easing in there. That's the way our people's doing too, ain't, by the way. Our people have come easing into the trough. Amen. Because they're seeing that you've got some good stuff. See, if your foundation's good, praise God, Brother Bill, you've got some good stuff. And they'll come slinking in to see what you've got. They'll come slinking in to see what good things you've got. And praise God. And they say, you know what, I might come in there and try just a little bit of that. So here they come in and they get in, they ease into that thing, they ease up out of that trough again. Amen. And this time maybe you say, hey, look, old girl, you sit there and eat your grain. You're all right. You know, you'll be okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm here to help you. I want to, you know, do that for you. Amen. So you go back there and you get that gate and you ease it around there. Push it together and you wrap it, them latches back in there. And you step back a little bit. You step back. Amen. Give them some space. You're listening to me. I'm preaching now. You get back there and you give them a little bit of space. You get them used to that. Oh, they're well fed in there. Boy, they're liking that. I mean, you're giving them the best you've got. Amen. The best you have. It don't come from you. It comes from God the Father because of that firm foundation. Amen. He's done put you on. And so you're giving them that best you've got. Praise God. And you give them time to calm down. You have time to get accustomed to that. Maybe you'll leave them in there all day. He's out there and get you a bucket of water and put it in there so they'll be satisfied where they're at. Amen. We need to get our people, hey, praise God, where they can be around us and they can be satisfied where they're at. We can preach to them and we can harp to them and all the time at prayer. You know what we're going to do? We're just hardening them to God and pushing them away. If we're going to win them, we're going to have to win them with the heart of love. Amen. We're going to have to compel them to come in where they can get that help they need. The only way they'll do it is when they see us, we start giving them the good stuff. Amen. When we got to start giving them that good stuff. And you know what? You go back out there the next day. Amen. I don't know why we're going this way. God must give it to us. We go out there the next day. I'm just no redneck. You go out there the next day and you give them some more of that good stuff. They ease up there. They don't even hesitate. Boy, they run right up out of that trough. And boy, they begin to eat. And you take that old rope and that old cotton rope and you put your loop in it. You twirl it about twice and you just drop it right over her head. Boy, she'll jump. And you just leave it there just a minute, let her get used to it. You run it through that bar, and you run over and you wrap it around the pole. Amen, make it steadfast and sure. Amen. You know what they'll do then? They'll run back against the end of that rope. But then they'll stop, and they're like, whoa. They'll get big-eyed. Amen. You ever see your people get big-eyed? But you know what? They realize there's something good in there, and so far you ain't hurt them. And they get real big-eyed, but boy, they stand there and they say, okay. So then you begin to take up the slack. They ease back up out of that trough and you take up the slack. You tighten that rope up. You take up the slack. Do you get them up there? You give them a little time to get used to being on the rope. Amen. I tell you what's wrong. We need a good strong rope. Something that'll hold. That's the Word of God. That strong rope is out there. It'll hold you. It'll bind you. It'll hold you together. It'll keep you where you need to be, where you can get the treatment that you need. Then you know what you do with love and care. You each in there with them ear tags and that wormer. And you snap them on them ears. Well, they won't like it. They'll jerk and they'll flinch. They'll buck back. They'll hit the end of that rope. But they're steadfast. They can't go nowhere. Amen. Because they've done got the good stuff. They realize, praise God, that you're not there to hurt them. Amen. And they begin to pull up. They begin to get the treatment that they need. Because there's a firm foundation, praise God, that's you're established on, that you're built upon, praise God, there that's the help. Because He said a house that's divided. Look at Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25. He said, Jesus knew the thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Do you hear what He's saying? He said, what we need today, He said, when in this great house that we have, He said, when we purge out, we start getting that firm foundation. Praise God, we got to get rid of the division. Amen? We got to get rid of the division. Division causes separation. He said, it starts out in the kingdom. And then He said, it comes down to the city. Amen? See, we can look out in the city and say, well, you know, the kingdom, United States of America, it's divided. That's just the way it is. We can't do nothing about that. And we just blow it off. Right? So what? The country's divided. I can't do nothing about it. I'm just going to be what I be, and they be what they be, and we'll just stay divided. But then He brings it down to a city. You say, well, that ain't nothing to me. The city, they can do what they want to, and I'm going to do what I want to, and amen, we're just going to go our separate way. The city, men, the city just divided. That's okay. But what do we do when God brings it down to our house? See, Jesus said, hey, look, it starts in the kingdom. He said, it comes down to the city. But He said, what happens when it happens in your house? When there's division amongst you. Amen. He said, what do you do then? That division, it comes in. He said, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? He said, even the devil can't stand if he's divided against himself. So we got to get rid of the division. Amen? Look at Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 49. He says this. He said, I come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it already be kindled? Amen. He said, listen, you know what? It's already on fire because John Baptist set it on fire. Amen. He come preaching the truth. Praise God. Come preaching repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you nay, but rather division. You say, well, there it is, preacher. That's why we're divided. That's why we live in a house divided, a world divided, a country divided, a city divided, because that's the way Jesus said it'd be. Amen? But He said it would be that way because of the hardness of their hearts. He said, for from whence cometh there shall be five in one house divided, three against two and two against three. The father shall be divided against the son and the son against the father, the mother against the daughter and the daughter against the mother. The mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Amen. Sounds like America today. Amen. Sounds like America that we're living in. Sounds like down at the house. Amen. It sounds like down at your house, praise God. Division. Why? Because we're not on a firm foundation together. Some of us is on a firm foundation. Some of us is still hanging out on the shifting sand. Amen. You young people, listen to me. You need to fall in line with your mom and daddy, praise God, and listen to what they tell you, praise God, so that you can be part of that firm foundation in your home. Amen? We can't go against each other, praise God, and be on a firm foundation. We're not on the same foundation. Amen? He said, it's going to be division. He said, I didn't come to give peace. He said, I come to give division. Because He said, if you're not going to do right, praise God, the one that's doing right's got to take a stand. Amen. We have to take a stand. We can't compromise our belief because some people don't believe. We have to stand up, praise God, for what's right. Amen. But we got to stand together. Listen, if our house is going to be home, we got to stand together undivided. Amen. Say amen or oh me. We've got to decide, praise God, because He says a house divided shall not stand. That's pretty straightforward. Amen. It's not going to stand if you're divided. So we've got to come together, praise God, and we do that with the help of the Lord on that firm foundation. Because He said, I didn't come to give to bring peace, but rather division. He said, because of the Holy Ghost of God, which touches your heart, He shows you how to do right. And if those aren't going to, and the household's not going to do right, praise God. He said, it's up to us, praise the Lord, to win them to it. The Bible said we can win them without the Word. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 5, He said to the woman, she said, you can win him without the Word. And praise God, he said the husband's supposed to be that example. Praise the Lord. To draw them close to the Lord, to get them in that place of unity, a place where they're not divided no more. But the Lord said, I came to give that division. But He said, praise God. The division is to draw you close together. Amen. We're living in a world that's divided. But it's not, it don't have to stay that way, praise God. If we just come to the Lord, trust Him. Amen. Because God said He would give us peace. He said, my peace I give unto you. Look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. See, if we're looking for that worldly peace, we'll always be divided. But if we've got the peace of God that passes understanding, when we see that, praise God, that vessel of dishonor, praise God, and all of a sudden because of the good godliness of our heart and the attitude of our heart and our mind, praise God, that vessel of dishonor begins to look better. It begins to get that way it needs, praise God, that she needs to be drawn and to be corrected and to be changed into that vessel of honor that God would be pleased with. Praise the Lord. But He said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He said, I give you peace. He said, I'll leave my peace with you. He said, we have the peace of God if we want it this morning. Amen? But He said, we've got to choose that peace that passes understanding, that comes from the Lord. So how do we get that peace? He said, we purge ourselves, amen, from those things that's not right. Cleanse ourselves that pride, that self-will. He said, flee also the youthful lust. You know what Paul's saying right here? You know what he's telling them here, young Timothy? Now, he said, son, you've got to grow up. Amen? He said, you've got to grow up. Quit acting like a little child. Amen? That's what he said. He said, flee also youthful lust. He said, you've got to realize it's not about you no more. Amen. It's about what God says is right. He said, flee those useful lusts, the things that you want to do, the things that's all about you, praise God. He said, it's not about you. It's about you, praise God, and all those around you. Amen. And He said, God is there to fix you and help you. Praise the Lord. And He said, this is the way you do it. He said, but follow. He said, flee the useful lusts, but follow righteousness, that's right, and faith, praise God, in the Lord. Charity, love and action, and peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, follow after that that's right. Amen. That's righteous, that's faith, that's charity, that's at peace with them. Amen. He said, you got to come together. The division's got to be put aside, and you come together in the Lord. And He begins to do the work. Bible says in Matthew 5:19, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen? The peacemakers, those that make peace. Amen? Not the ones that cause division. Anybody, hey listen, anybody can cause division and tear down. But I wonder what would happen if we started trying to bring things together. I wonder if we went to work tomorrow. Instead of getting in those groups and talking about how bad everything is, that if we got, we whenever they start that, you say, you know what? Boy, I'm just glad to have a job. Boy, I thank God, you know, for what the Lord's doing for me. I thank God for the blessings that He's given me, praise God. Roof over my head, shoes on my feet, food on my table. Glory to God. I wonder what a difference that would make. I guarantee you those people that's a doing this, praise God, when you do that, after you've done that two or three times, whenever you come around, they'd start doing this. Amen? And all of a sudden, praise God, you'd be a light, praise God, in the dark. And they'd begin to see, praise God, a difference in you. And you know what that would do? That would begin to convey over to their lives. That would convey, hey, it'd give them something they could take back to the house with them. Amen? Something they could be encouraged with. Amen? You know what that is? That's being a witness for Jesus. That's what we're all supposed to be. Amen? If we're on that firm foundation, praise God, we're a witness for Him, telling people when we go, amen, hey, it's not just about going out on Saturday evening and telling somebody about Jesus, inviting them to church. It's about every day of our life, praise God, being a witness for Jesus. Living a life, praise God, that's above board. That they can see Christ in us. That hope of glory. Apt to tell them, praise God, if it comes opportunity. Praise the Lord, but He's blessed are the peacemakers. Makes a difference. He said, a servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. He said, in meekness. That's humility. You know what's wrong with most of us? We don't have no humility to us. We're not humble enough. If we realize, praise God, that we've not arrived yet, we're just old sinners saved by grace. Amen? And without the Lord Jesus Christ every day, we'd be out there doing exactly what they're doing or worse. But thanks be to God, there's a God of glory that loves us enough. They come to where we're at. Amen. He saved us from our sins. He gave us His grace, His mercy. He gives us faith, praise God, to believe and to trust in Him. And we just carry on for the good cause of Christ because of what He's done. In meekness, in humility, instructing those that oppose Him. You know, there's a lot of people today that's opposing themselves. You know what that is? That's doing things that's contrary to what God says. When we do that, we're opposing ourselves. We're working against ourselves. But praise God, there's a great big God of glory. He said He'd help us even in that. He said, oppose himself. If God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. You know what's wrong? We just need to know the truth. What's wrong with all these laws, brother? They just need to know the truth. Amen. Know that God loves them and that we love them. And we're there to help them. We want to encourage them. We want to build them up, not tear them down. The only reason we rebuke them, the only reason we tell them when they're doing wrong, praise God, is because we love them. Amen? We do it because we have Christ in our heart. We want to see them do well. We want to see them improve their life and live a life that's pleasing to God. That they might acknowledge the truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by Him. Now listen to this. At His will. There's a whole lot of our people, our family members, our loved ones, that's been caught by the snare of the devil. And the Bible said they're taking them at His will. You know what that means? That means that He's just reaching out there and snatching them up. He's walking about, seeking whom He may devour. What He wants to do, Brother Jay, He just wants to reach out and He just wants to get a hold of you. He wants to get a hold of your buddies. He wants to get a hold of your friends. He wants to get a hold of your family and He wants to drag them off to the pit. Amen? But what we got to ask ourselves today is how firm's our foundation? Amen? See, if we're standing on that foundation that's sure and steadfast, praise God, we've got good footing. We've got good enough footing, praise God. Hey, have you ever tried to help somebody out of a slippery situation when you're standing in the muck and the mire yourself? Before you know it, you're both in the mud. Yeah. Amen? But praise God, if our feet's on a solid foundation, they said, you say, well, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. We know all this. Yeah, but we're not doing all this. Amen? We've got to be established on that firm foundation. We've got to be sure. We've got to make sure it's sure and steadfast. If not, the devil's going to tear us asunder. He's going to divide us. And when he divides, you know what I do? A house that's divided shall not stand. That's definitive. Amen. That's definite. If a house is divided, it will not stand. So it's up to us this morning. We have to make a choice ourselves where we want to be on our foundation. I ask you this morning, how firm is your foundation? What are you building on this morning? How sure is it? How sure of it are you? We need to be sure this morning. Because there's a firm foundation this morning that we can build upon. Everyone of us need this morning. Amen. This ain't for just for me. This ain't just for this one or that one or another. It's for every one of us this morning. We've got to build on a sure foundation because they some vessels that need some help. Every one of us have vessels this morning that need some help. And if we ain't on that sure foundation, if we ain't where we can get a hold of God, where we can help, where we can reach down and pull them out of the mire, they're going to go down. And one of these days, they'll go down for the last time. And they won't be no helping them then.